Leggiamo. Alright folks, we're back with some more F1 news. And on today's podcast, Bernie Ecclestone has been ousted. Ross Brawn has taken up a managerial director position in Liberty Media Group. And Manor has gone into administration. What is the future of F1? We'll discuss all of that right here. But before that, I have to tell you that this podcast is available on iTunes and Audible as an audio podcast and YouTube as a video. And with me is Karthik Lalit.
Hi.
He's available at FTW Lalit on Twitter, and I'm available at Ishan Lalit. That's ISHANLALIT on Twitter. So, Bernie Ecclestone has been ousted by Chase Carey.
Yay!
Well, yeah, that has been a whole lot of... everywhere, the reactions have been varied, but a lot of people have been saying, yay!
Celebration time is here.
All right. Why are you celebrating?
Well, I have a firm belief that Bernie made F1 boring.
Okay.
Shall I elaborate?
Yes, please do.
Okay. So Bernie, I think, made F1 boring because it's not really a fan-friendly sport. There's a whole lot of bans on things to share with F1. You can't really make stuff around F1. Or, you know, as a creator personally, I can't make videos on F1 using any of the any of F1 content. Whereas with other motorsports, take NASCAR, take any other motorsport into account, you can do that. You can promote their sport without asking them for permission and share the word, share the news as a fan, which I think should always be allowed for a fan. And if Bernie doesn't allow it, that means the fan element of it doesn't grow.
All right. Bernie did not mince his words. He went straight into it and said, I was deposed today. This is official. I do not run the company anymore. Well, he's always been a straight shooter, and you might cheer, but we wouldn't see F1 without Bernie. He was a driver at a point of time. He ran a team at a point of time. He's been friends with a whole lot of drivers, but the whole structure of F1 is changing now. Ron Dennis is gone. So many people have been gone. Ross Brawn is coming back. And
yeah, things are changing. And I'm not bashing on Bernie. I'm just saying his time is up. That era is up. It's time for a new start. And as you said, a whole lot of people are gone. I mean, Ross Brawn, that's a big one as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I'll talk about that. Here's what Chase Carey had to say. I would like to recognize and thank Bernie for his leadership over the decades. The sport is what it is today because of him and the talented team of executives he has led. And he will always be a part of F1 family. Bernie's role as chairman emeritus befits his tremendous contribution. Who says emeritus in the world?
That era of people. But
no,
yeah,
no, this
I
is Chase Carey, the new CEO of F1.
It's corporate language, I suppose. But agreed with Chase Carey. He is a part of F1. He will always be remembered as a part of F1.
Yes, and it is a changing of the guard. It is changing of F1 as it has been run.
The trend is in.
Yeah. So now, keeping on with the topic, Ross Brawn has taken up a managerial position in Liberty Media Group for motorsport. Ross Brawn is formerly... There was a team called the Honda F1 team. Okay, when Honda wanted to leave, Ross Brawn bought that team from Honda. And that team won the championship with Jenson Button. Okay, and that team eventually became the Mercedes F1 team and is ruling F1 today. And it is all possible because of Ross Brawn. Okay, so now he's taken up a managerial position for...
Motorsport in Liberty Media. Right, okay.
No, here's what is the problem with this. because he knows all the ins and outs of what teams do and how teams run things. Okay, so a lot of questions about conflict of interest have been raised over here.
Hmm.
And obviously, being a team principal and a person who has run the team, he has ties everywhere. So let's see what happens over here.
But he's not running a team right now, right?
He's left
his position.
He's been away from F1 for 4 years. But once you run a team, yeah, and especially a team as powerful as Mercedes, which went on to become Mercedes, there is a lot happening over there.
Well, it reminds me a little of other people who've also been in similar positions and, you know, who know the ins and outs of teams and then take up managerial positions with the main body. But
none
come to mind?
No.
Okay, I suppose. Well, big deal.
Drivers are different. Okay, team principals are another thing. And the way teams make money, the thought is that Ross Brawn may get into that and take revenue away from a whole lot of teams and towards the commercial rights holder, which is the Liberty Media Group, with Liberty's push into the digital foray. You know, the whole F1 structure is changing. You're talking about subscription-based services, which they had already started. Chase Carey, when he came into F1, he was already talking about augmented reality systems, virtual reality, digital broadcasting.
I love this guy.
Yeah, it's a completely different module. He's an American. Okay, he's an American who runs American sports.
Well, that makes a lot of sense because that's how American sports work. You got one program and you got tons of what you would call ancillary or supported programming around it.
But here's the thing. The F1 is tied up with Sky Sports till 2020.
For all digital rights as well?
I don't know. I'm not very sure.
Because Sky Sports...
It was the Bernie era. Nobody knew what was happening except for Bernie.
Yeah, but Sky Sports has never put up F1 programming. They don't put up as much F1 programming.
Oh, come online. On. They've got the whole library full of... F1 programming.
Yes, they have, but that's their own programs in association with F1. Like, you got Sky's programming around it, but you don't have Formula 1 programming around it.
No,
like,
the broadcast, you mean the broadcast. The broadcast will always be held by F1.
I don't mean the broadcast. I mean, so you got Ted's Notebook, right?
Yes.
That's a Sky program.
Yes.
Right, you also got the Sky highlights, the Sky version of the highlights, the Sky version of, you know, all these things. Same way BBC has its own stuff.
No, BBC lost its rights.
No, Five Live?
Lost its rights. Anybody can make a podcast, anybody can make a radio show, but they've lost their rights.
They've lost their rights.
Yes.
All right, so...
Sky paid them something like 200 million for some rights or something like... Till 2020?
Yeah, but see, if you notice, again, I would draw a comparison between this and other sports, American sports, since you're telling me Chase is American. NASCAR has a whole lot of programming given out by NASCAR, around NASCAR, around the drivers, around the tracks, around this, around that. F1 didn't even compare to that kind of programming in the world of motorsports, if you look at the amount of content out there.
Yes, that's because... That was the Bernie way of doing things.
Yeah, that was the Bernie way of doing things. Even Sky didn't put up as much programming in comparison. I mean...
Because there is no hype behind it. Because in countries like ours, Formula One has... What is the presence of Formula One?
It used to be big.
No, it's...
It used to have a lot more fans.
When you have a race, there is a buzz.
Yeah, there is a buzz.
Okay, we had one race, there was a buzz, and then that's it.
But there's nothing like an F1 society or something going on, you know.
There are a few F1 bars.
That's about it.
Yeah.
Anyways,
they're fan bars. Okay.
Let's move on.
Manor Racing Team has gone into administration. That means they might not. And it's like 80% sure. I'm 80% sure that they might not race in the next year. The team has gone into... administration, it's been having a whole lot of financial problems. And the reason behind that is Manor finished at the bottom of the grid with only 2 points. And what was their yearly payout this year? Zero. Zero. F1 gave them nothing. And now, if they want to race the next year, they have to buy into the F1 program all over again, whatever the F1 says. And from that pool comes your prize money. Okay, so it...
Basically, they're broke.
Yeah, they're broke. And this is where Chase Carey and Ross Brawn had a lot of criticism for the way F1 has been working, because you need teams, these top-tier teams, which get massive payouts, like Ferrari with $100 million payout, the historic payout. Okay, you give Ferrari that, and you do not give Manor anything, especially when the team is in trouble. And how does a team become competitive again? By putting more money into the cars, into the racing programs. And they get no money. So obviously the teams are falling out. These lower-ranked teams are falling out. Similar story. Renault's Frédéric Vasseur has been fired from team principal position because he could not turn the wheels. He couldn't bring in the money. He couldn't make the team competitive.
Basically, in the old program, nothing I didn't like. There was a lot more room for politics.
Yes.
To get money as opposed to performing.
Let me finish this thought. Toro Rosso has been working 24/7 to prepare the 2017 car. That's right now, when the testing is just around the corner. It's in early Feb. And this whole structure, McLaren falling on hard times, because the payouts are not distributed properly. And for that, Ross Brawn has said he will make F1 purer and simpler. And we don't know exactly what he means by that, because it's purer and simpler. What does that mean? But what we are hoping for, and what people all around the board are hoping for and saying that what is going to happen, is a more structured way of payout from 2017.
Basically something written down saying, okay, you're going to get this much at least.
Yeah, a point gets you this much money. 2 points gets you this much money.
And basically give it a more crystal clear...
You can always have bonus points, but every league, every racing series has some payout to keep other teams competitive. Here, you get nothing. So if Ferrari wants to run the car around with their $100 million all the time, if things go on like this, they won't have other teams to race against. Williams has just lost the fourth position and gone down to five. They lost sponsors, and they are going to start feeling the pinch. Do you think there isn't just because there was just Felipe Massa available? No, I don't think they could pay a driver like Jenson Button or somebody like that, a high-paid driver, to get him on board, because they don't have the money.
Wasn't Button racing with Manor?
No, Jenson Button was
McLaren.
Lotus,
McLaren. McLaren. Okay. My bad.
Oh, come on, man.
But anyways, this is another reason why I didn't like Bernie's way of doing things. Because in 2016, I don't think that was the way to operate. Even in 2015, like in the 2000s, we're in the crystal clear era. We're in the era where almost everything is structured. I mean, this is the backlash a whole lot of sports get at times when they don't have structures. It's something that he should have done.
No, but... All right. Now let's talk from the... We are Force India fans. Major Force India fans. So let's talk from the perspective of Force India. We hear a whole lot of nagging, bitching and moaning from all the teams, all the lower-ranked teams. What we don't hear from is Force India. Right?
I suppose they grease the wheels well.
Hülkenberg is disappointed because Frédéric Vasseur brought him into Renault and he's leaving. And Renault is in major, major trouble because they don't have a clear direction. Manor's going into administration. Toro Rosso is working 24/7 to build a new car. McLaren has got a whole lot of internal politics going on and their cars are not that good anymore. Haas, the new team on the block, is nowhere to be competitive. Nothing but Force India. Force India just said, we're going to be on schedule with our car. We're going to release the car. And then they said they're going to have Esteban Ocon driving the car and nothing else. Here's also another thing. Force India, this will be the 10th year of Force India, and they are going to start being eligible for the historic payments. Now, if Ross Brawn comes in and throws all of that out, that advantage Force India has goes away. They need that historic payment to keep to be more competitive than the next guy.
I think he'll take it into consideration. I mean, there is this. As you said, there will be bonus points. There can be bonus payouts. A 10-year... You know, the first time you've done 10 years on track, they could have some kind of bonuses. Might not be what Force India was expecting, and I don't really mind that. I mean, if that's what it costs to clean up the sport, make it more fan-friendly.
How do you clean up the sport? When you got Ferraris, Ferrari will say, you know, we don't need Formula One. They can easily say that. We don't need Formula One. We are giving you a nostalgic value with this Ferrari brand. Formula One brand is Ferrari brand bigger or Formula One brand bigger? Could be debatable either ways.
I don't think so. I think the F1 brand kind of takes the cake there. It is the premium world racing thing. I mean,
that's what Bernie made. You know, Bernie made this brand because before Bernie, They were the Porsche races, they were the Ferrari races. Okay, he made Formula One. But Ferrari is older than Formula One. So, which is bigger? A whole lot of questions.
One's a car company, all right? Let me just put this. One's a car company, and the other is the premium racing event that happens every year around the world.
It's man, machine, and technology mixed all together.
Yeah, I mean,
as BBC used to say.
The question here is Chase going to be the guy to say, okay, Ferrari, go? Is he going to be the guy to say that?
You know, Ferrari will go. And you can't let Ferrari go.
I don't see why.
Because without Ferrari, who else can defeat the Mercs?
You have a point there, but let's see.
Do you expect Red Bull, with their limited development capabilities...
If the structures change, the money flow changes. If the money flow changes, the cars do change.
Nobody is. Okay, let's end on a lighter note, okay? Here's how I look at F1. You need Ferrari to figure out what Mercedes is doing, make it Italian and slightly dumbify it, so that Red Bull and the others can copy it and become competitive. Without Ferrari, F1 is in big trouble.
Nothing's going to change this season. All of this is going to possibly hit next
season.
Actually,
a lot is going to change this season with the new cars.
But teams aren't leaving yet.
No, nobody. Except for Manor, we don't know. We don't know future of Manor. But except for Manor, nobody's leaving.
Well, can't wait for the season to start, really.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. We'll be back with more news. But reminding you, this podcast is available on iTunes, Audioboom, and YouTube as a video. That is Karthik Lalit at FTW Lalit. I'm Ishan Lalit at Ishan Lalit. That's ISHAAN Lalit.
Like this video if you like it.
Yes, please like this video. It helps us stay afloat.
And hit that subscribe button.
Thank you. Thank you for pitching that. I completely forgot about that.
I know.
So that's all from us. We'll be back with more news. A lot is happening in F1, and we'll keep you up to date. That's all from us. Bye-bye.
Bye.